This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. A report published by the Children's Hunger Alliance earlier this month found that Newark City schools more than doubled the participation in their free breakfast program in the course of 3 years, from 33% to 70%. I visited Ben Franklin Elementary School to see how they did it. Principal Dina Cable Miller met me at the school's entrance and walked me through the students' path.
So all the boys and girls enter the front doors of the building and they all go to the cafeteria and they proceed through the breakfast line and all students are offered breakfast each day.
The line that snakes through the cafeteria ebbs and flows as individual kids are dropped off by their parents and whole busloads arrive before the first bell.
So then here, they all come through the breakfast line. They can take their milk and they go down and they check in with our cashier.
Cashier is a bit of a misnomer. No money is exchanged for the breakfast program. 80% of the students at Ben Franklin qualify for free breakfast. But when Cable Miller designed the Breakfast in the Classroom program, she made it free for all students, regardless of status. She says that acts as an equalizer, and the lack of stigma has contributed to the increased participation. Another factor is timing.
So the change now is that breakfast is enjoyed by the students during the instructional minutes of the day after the tardy bell. You no longer have to come to school early to have breakfast.
And that meant getting teachers on board.
The biggest challenge was allowing the teachers to see that it's not going to be something extra that they're doing in their classroom because it's actually happening simultaneously as the students doing their morning work.
Krista Campbell has found that to be true in her second grade classroom.
The breakfast doesn't make anything longer. I really don't have many messes. And I will say it's actually cut down on the number of referrals to the health clinic. So kids aren't having headaches, their bellies aren't hurting as much. So they actually spend a lot more time in class and focused on their work, I think.
Not to mention, students like Kaylin Schaefer enjoy it.
We have a juice and a cinnamon crackers.
Do you eat breakfast here every morning?
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
The Rice Krispie treats with the chocolate chips.
After the successful pilot at Ben Franklin, the program spread to all schools in the district, elementary, middle, and high schools. And Cable Miller says there's a lesson in that.
I think the recommendation would be to start small because your benefits will grow across the district very quickly. We didn't try to roll this out in all 11 buildings. We tried to build a strong, solid model in one and then roll it out to the rest. But it is a lot of work behind the scenes because it's a change in procedures and it's also coordination with your food service department.
But Cable Miller says that work is worth it to ensure every student in the district has a chance at a good breakfast. Claire Roth, WOSU News.